This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Sing into Spring Gate City Bank edition of What's on Your Mind, live with On Location, Gate City Bank, Woodhaven location in South Fargo, I-29 and 52nd Avenue South near the Walmart location here. And I have one pillow left. One pillow left, ladies and gentlemen. I just gave one to a hero, my buddy Rusty Ort. Even though he comes in here knowing what a big UND hockey fan I am, with his gold and green NDSU Bison on today, he had to rub that in my face. Dustin Moore probably put him up to it. Dustin's helping out here today. Yeah, they're hard at it. We have one left. We have one left for you. It's a premium pillow at MyPillow. So you got till the top of the hour. Come on by. The cookies are here. The cupcakes are here. And the free prizes when you sign up for a free checking account at Gate City Bank. Tell you more about that as we go throughout the hour today on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, Sing into Spring edition. Also, hey, Assad, take that edition of the program. Peace through strength all the way from Donald Trump last night. And, by the way, another terror attack in Sweden. Sounds like it is a one-off, one individual in custody, but or they know who this. I got to get the details here because it happened just before the show started. But another ISIS-inspired, if not ISIS-executed act in Sweden today. And Neil Gorsuch heading for the Supreme Court, which is the biggest news of, politically speaking, the biggest news, short of Donald Trump's election. I guess Donald Trump's election made it happen. So that and Neil Gorsuch going there is, it's just, I can't even put it into words what this means to me. Ladies and gentlemen, that election, as close as it was the difference of the Supreme Court going the way of, you know, this living, breathing, we'll just kind of decide as we go, Constitution. Legislating from the judicial branch to back to the founding fathers and their vision. It's a big deal. It's a big deal today. And I'm glad that the way they did it means we likely will have more rock-solid justices to replace, whether it's, you know, Anthony Kennedy, who's supposedly retiring in June, or whenever Ruth Bader Ginsburg decides to step down or is unable to perform her duties. You know, many folks believe that is not too far off as well. You know, that'd be three, could be more. Who knows? It's big. It's huge. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Later this hour, we're going to chat with Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader. We have a couple calls this week about the NDSU nursing program with Sanford in Bismarck. And, you know, some contentious hearings because of a provision in a particular piece of legislation, a clause, an amendment that was interpreted by NDSU President Dean Brashani to mean the program would go away. Some folks activated to make sure that wasn't going to happen. My understanding is it never was going to happen and is not a concern, but we'll find out from Al Carlson the very latest on that. He will join us before the end of the program today. In the meantime, anything on your mind? I really wanted to just spend as much time as possible letting you have a say, whether it's on Syria, whether it's on Neil Gorsuch, or whether it's on something completely different, our legislator or whatever. Have at it today at 800-228-0550. Before I get back to the phones, a couple of texts to get to. One, I'm a disabled veteran, says this texter, this listener. I'm so tired of snowflakes like Adam, referring to a caller last hour, being war-weary, who have never served. Grow a pair, sir. All caps, peace through strength. Lowercase, I have a son to worry about, too. So, Adam called last hour. I don't begrudge Adam's opinion. I didn't necessarily agree with it, and I thought we had a very reasonable conversation, chatting you know, through it. But I would side with the disabled veteran more than I'd side with Adam on the worry or the concern. This fellow sitting next to me that just came to pick up a MyPillow has a purple heart, right? And injuries he lives with to this day for his service. And a bureaucracy nightmare unlike any veteran should ever have had to face in getting the benefits due him. And he wouldn't tell you, I wish I wouldn't have done it. Should not have, you know. You got to understand the kind of metal, timber, stock, character in people willing to serve. We have an all-volunteer force. They are there by choice. Willing to run into bullets to continue to protect the greatest country on the face of the earth. That's no small thing, folks. That's no small thing. Anyway, thank you for your service to that disabled vet. Appreciate it. Let's see here. What else? I want to make sure we get to everybody here today. 800-228-0550. You can text us too, by the way. Todd at 226-8503. Me at 367-2054. Brian in Watford City says, yeah, I watched on the internet an interview of Trump about the bombings. The thing that got me was they were watching Star Wars in the background on the TV. I'm glad there's a new sheriff in town. Maybe we will get respect back from others. I didn't know that was Star Wars, actually, but I knew it was something on the TV. And what this listener, Brian, is talking about is on the way to Florida yesterday, Donald Trump went back in Air Force One to the press compartment, as they occasionally do, to answer some questions. And the door right inside the compartment to the press compartment, he's facing into the press compartment, and, of course, the press folks would face him right next to the monitor along the wall. So it wasn't like any kind of subtle message. It was just total coincidence that he comes back to make a statement on camera, and it's about that. So, you know, that's that's a little humorous. I have to tell you, though, his statement last night was really, really good. Especially when he talked about God, you know, and weaving it through his message, I think comforting people at the same time talking about having to take this action. I thought it was very good. Very, very good. Brett Baer is reporting on Twitter, I see, just a moment ago, Fox has learned a Russian warship has entered the eastern Mediterranean, heading towards two U.S. Navy destroyers that launched airstrikes last night. I would guess a move to provoke, a move to flex their muscles. I don't think they're stupid enough to try and do anything towards those Navy destroyers, but you can be sure they're being watched and as well they should. Let's go out to Tioga. Johnny, what's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. I've been working up here in Tioga for about 4 years come this June, and first time I've ever been out west, but what I remember is when I was coming in the North Dakota off Interstate Zone before up to Williston on 85 was how clean the roads were. I mean, they weren't littered at all, but here in the last few years, especially around the Lawton area, the littering is really getting bad, and I'm sure it's not the North Dakotans, and I feel like it's us workers that have come up here to work. I just wish people could appreciate the jobs and the cleanness of the roads the way they used to be, and that's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Hey, Johnny, one real quick question. What kind of litter is it? What are you seeing?
Well, that's another thing. I've never actually seen anybody throw anything out of vehicles, but going up and down the highways here, it's just trash, you know, bottles, just trash from being thrown out to people that's what they ate or just left out. It's just, and it's, you know, it's on the increase. I just notice it. I just wish people could hold on to what they've got a little longer.
No, you're absolutely right. I've seen stuff fly out of the back of truck beds before where you throw stuff back there. But, there is a lot. And I was just curious because I've seen a lot of building material kind of stuff, a lot of plastic bags, a lot of things from materials being on site and whatnot that I've seen more of than, you know, pop bottles. But I know there's plenty of that as well. Cal Kluwen and the crew from Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association. I did a big cleanup last year, and they'll probably end up doing one again. And so we need it, that's for sure. But, Johnny, you're right to give the shout-out to folks that keep an eye on it and watch it. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you. Y'all have a good weekend.
You as well. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And you can also text us, Todd at 226-8503, me at 367-2054, 367-2054. We have some clips of Don Rickles. He died yesterday at 90 years of age. 90 years of age, for crying out loud. And he had a hilarious bit he did with Ronald and Nancy Reagan, President Reagan and First Lady Nancy. That was just hilarious. We're going to play that for you when we come back and welcome more of your calls. Also try and get some more information on the situation in Sweden and talk to the good folks from Gate City Bank. Still one pillow remaining. If you stop by and see us at the Woodhaven location, South Fargo, across from Walmart, on What's On Your Mind Today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Norfolk. We invite North Dakota farm women to a two-day event, April 12th and 13th, celebrating women in North Dakota agriculture. On April 12th, join us for Women to Women Soybean Marketing Seminar with Naomi Bloom, an expert at advising farmers on how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, cash flow, and contracts. This day-long seminar will be at NDSU Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo. Seating is limited. Registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. On April 13th, we are offering Women Advocating for North Dakota Agriculture at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Both events are free, but registration is required. Register by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Governor Reagan or Regan, whatever they call you. I don't care. What do I care what they call you? You're the governor, and if I got a cousin getting the chair, you better make that phone call.
But I say this from my heart, Governor. I met you once in the hallway at NBC, as you remember.
I'll never forget your words. Get out of the way, kid. I kid you, sir. You were a politician. Black, white, Jew, Gentile. We're all working for one cause. To figure out how you became governor.
Oh, my gosh. He was a classic. I see USA Today headline today says, Master of the Put-Down. Don Rickles died yesterday at 90 years of age. Oh, he was a good one. I don't know if there's new Don Rickles. I don't know. Usually he said, you know, the really trashy stuff. He wasn't very trashy. He was, you know, he certainly had mastered the insult, but it was an equal opportunity insult. So anyway, he was really good. We're back at Gate City Bank today. We're singing into spring, by golly, and that's what cupcakes do to me. They make you want to sing. They always have cookies at Gate City Bank, but today it's cupcakes. Today and today only it's cupcakes. So come on in, have a free cupcake, sign up for some free checking, and take advantage of a great opportunity to sign up for free checking here at Gate City Bank. Callie Roth is with us. Callie's the personal banker here at Gate City Bank. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
Nice to see you. Thanks for the hospitality today.
Of course. We're happy to have you here.
It's a fun location.
It sure is. It's great coming here every day.
My first time inside. I've seen it before, and it has such a unique design to it.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful location, so folks won't miss it. I-29 South. And 52nd Avenue South, just a little bit north across 52nd from the Walmart location here. And you're a personal banker. What do you do?
I handle our personal loans here. So cars, boats, toys, everything like that. I'm your girl.
That's nice. And you also have a wonderful little Sing in the Spring promotion going on right now, huh?
We sure do. We're having a fun day here, our big day at Gate City Bank, our new Woodhaven location. So greeting our customers with the cupcakes, and we have a drawing to win a $500 MasterCard gift card as well. So.
Oh, that's right. So you can come in for the cupcakes, but you also sign up for the $500 MasterCard gift card.
We're handing out three. So
three of them.
Odds are pretty good, right?
No kidding. I love that. So, yeah, get in here, get registered for that, have the cupcake, have the cookies and the goodies. And then when you do free checking, you also get freebies too, right?
Of course. We have that all the time as well. So when you open up a free checking with us, we give you a thank you gift just for choosing Gate City Bank. And right now we're having a special offer today where you can get a customized ATM and check card. We have a local My School Spirit card, local high schools and then colleges in the area, and then we actually donate $5 of that back to the school. We have a custom creation card as well where you can pick your own picture.
So I could pick a picture of what? A good-looking deer that I'm hoping to shoot or something like
that?
Yeah,
just for some motivation, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, how about that? Oh, I see Rusty here has a Fargo South Bruin, so you can pick
sure
one of the high
does.
Schools. Yeah.
Great choice, Rusty.
Yeah. Are you a Bruin, Callie?
I'm actually opposite. I went to Fargo North.
Oh, is that right? Wow. Well, you were being a kind Spartan then.
Yes.
By telling him that was a nice card. So, yeah, those are kind of fun. And there's obviously no fee for those on the free checking.
Correct. That's a special offer today. We're handing those out for free. So make sure you stop in today to do that.
Fantastic.
And then, my favorite free, of course, is the automatic refunds for our ATM fees. And that's all the time as well. Automatically, worldwide, no limits on that.
So when you've heard about that, you say, really, no fees on ATMs, and now you know you get all these other freebies today. It's just it's the day to do it.
It's the day for frees, so come say hi to us.
Cupcakes are free, and cookies are free, and free checking, too. And, of course, you can also stop and take advantage of the free Team Spirit ATMs through tomorrow, right?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Kelly. Nice chatting with you.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
You bet. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Richard in Fargo. What's on your mind, Richard?
I called on Wednesday when Congressman Kramer was in, and the time was really short. I didn't really get an answer from him. And what I talked about was this headhunter that had interviewed me that had been for an engineering job that had been the vice president of a major U.S. corporation. And he told me that if I saved 10% of my gross every year from the time I started working, I could retire on 80% of what I was making. And the federal government has been taking 7.5% for Social Security. Each employee puts in 7.5%. And Social Security is running out of money. And like the lady that called in the other day, they're bumping her Medicare up because she made too much money and saved too much money. He admitted that $800 billion was taken from the Social Security fund and put into Obamacare during Obama's administration. And one of the things that financial people have is a rule of 72, rule of thumb. And what that says that if you have an investment and your money doubles, you take the time, the number of years that it took to double your money into 72, and that's your compounded annual rate of return. Well, our national debt has doubled in 8 years. So 8 into 72 is a 9% compounded annual increase. That, along with sequestration, that's left our military just penniless, and they're having to use spare parts. And I don't think that Congressman Cramer really answered the question as to
what is the question, Richard?
Where is all of the money going? You know, how does that debt double? And I think that headhunter was correct when he put that rule out that if you save 10%, you will have 80% of what you were making when you retired. And here we're putting in 15%, and it's going broke. What are the politicians doing?
I will happily pass that question on. So you get an answer that you're satisfied with, Richard, related to where the money is, but I think I know the answer. Just look what the federal government spends. It still has a $20 trillion deficit. So you can't spend like we've spent and not have consequences, but I understand your frustration. So Rev, make a note, and we'll just piggyback that on for Congressman Cramer to answer. I can honestly tell you I don't remember what it is that he answered, but he might not have just recognized your question. So in detail. So, Richard, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Others, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 as well. Rev has got that, so we're good to go there as well. So that's perfect. Gosh, already. Where's the time going, Todd? Are you chewing the time up there yourself? Right there now? Yeah. You're chowing on our time? All right, take a quick break here. Coming up in a moment, and we'll come back. The good news is we have another segment with your calls at 800-228-0550. And the good news is if you're anywhere near South Fargo, I have one premium MyPillow left. Just one. That's it. Last chance to get a pillow, so get in here before the top of the hour. Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, coming up, too, with the last break of the hour to talk about the SNDSU Sanford nursing story that we were talking about this week. We're brought to you in part today by our friends from the Energy of North Dakota. North Dakota's oil and natural gas. Make it happen. We want a North Dakota we can pass on to the next generation, one with natural beauty and economic strength. And we'll get it for our state, our country. The Energy of North Dakota.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4 for $4 deal. All day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4 for $4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charbroiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Marco Mangananzo was hurt.
Marco Mangananzo.
Bambino Bombazzo. Two bullets in the head Thursday. This you don't believe. Excuse us, Johnny. You're from the Midwest. You're busy going, is the truck loaded? Guido says hi. He hasn't had a chance to talk here. And from Jersey City, your good friend, Bubani Umbatsa.
What does this
mean? He started his car. He started his car with your album on, and now he's a highway. But I tell you, I'm a Jew and you're an Italian, and here we have what?
That's a little bit of a visual, but if you remember the skit, it was Johnny Carson's show, Tonight's Show, and there was a conversation going on between Frank Sinatra, kind of a big appearance, and Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon there as well. And all of a sudden, Rickles pops out, not even being announced, just shows up, comes from behind the drape, and we're like, what the heck? And then he sat down and he did that whole bit with Frank Sinatra, basically trying to say, you know, all your mafia bosses say hi. So he's giving Sinatra grief about the mafia side of things, and then also giving Johnny Carson a bad time because he's a Midwesterner. So that's funny if you saw it. If you're hearing it for the first time, you're going, I don't get it. I don't know what's funny. Todd thought it was funny. Todd thinks everything's funny. He's just like that. Aren't you, Todd?
Yeah, good grief. Not everything's funny. Come on.
Okay. I'm just getting the buzzer like crazy today. I don't want the buzzer. Come on. It's my own fault. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Titan Outlet Store. They're the place with wholesale pricing on used ag equipment that comes with added value, such as warranty and a money-back guarantee. At Titan Outlet, they take pride in providing world-class, thoroughly inspected used agriculture equipment at outlet prices. You can find them online at TitanOutletStore.com. You can stop and see them in Glendon, actually off I-94, Minnesota Exit 6 is where you find them, or call them up. I'd love to hear from you. 218-233-3700. Ask them about that Scott Special, the 2011 Case IH Magnum 290, valued at $124,618. Qualifies for that Titan 12-month 500-hour warranty. So just 10% down, and you got a great planter tractor, sprayer tractor, harvest tractor, great return on the investment. Loaded up, too. Great tread left on those 380 R38s. Up front, and also the 380 R54s in the back, but 70% remaining. So, TitanOutletStore.com. Mention my name, and you got 11% off. One more time, mention my name, and you got 11% off. Isn't that nice? All right, Texter says, if Scott is happy that we have a judge that is returning to the original intent of the Constitution as well as I am, then how can he condone a unilateral attack on a foreign country without congressional approval? Well, here'd be my answer to that. Take a good look at the Constitution. Really good. Really, really good. Read it, and then read it again, and then read it a third time. And tell me if you see some powers entrusted to the president in the way of national security. I think I do. I think it's well stated. Now, obviously, some things you go to Congress for. It's been done, ought to be done. But some things you're not going to. And in this case, of course, there was a gas attack earlier in the week and a strike. I don't know. Here's the deal, though. If you're Republican and a Democratic president does something without going to Congress, you flip out. Not all of them, but a few, usually the predictable ones. Shoe on the other foot, then they flip out. It bores me. It bores me. You know, I want to say, get a new line of work. You're clearly tired. Try the Maytag repairman or something. I don't know, but it just is. It's old. Okay. Now, I am going to sit here today and say I'm glad Donald Trump decided to say, not on my watch. I'm very glad. And by the way, I think this will end some of the stupidity going on in the Democratic Party as well, with nothing but petty pot shots at the guy. And, oh, Steve Bannon this, and what about this one? And that. They're like a bunch of chattering class grade school punks is what they are. The vast majority of that cesspool known as Washington, D.C. And, you know, it's a serious business running the United States of America, and I'm glad. An adult's in charge again. All right, that's my answer. Was it the right one? 258-0550 to answer. Or call us at 800-228-0550 from wherever you are. Text me, 367-2054. Text Todd, 226-8503. Swedish police say there are several dead, several injured. That's the latest we have on the numbers after a truck ran into a crowd in downtown Stockholm. I also know that we've had a number of reports that Swedish officials are saying that, I don't know that I've heard the word ISIS attack, but coordinated terror attack I have heard. So we know that much. Another one today, though. Another text, so $20 trillion is too big a number to do the math on. Oh, wait, there's a second line here. $20 trillion is too big a number to do the math on an Obama phone calculator. Yeah, okay, yeah. Their words, not mine. I got the text right here to prove it. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. Can't tell you. What else can I tell you about Sweden? I want to see what we know there. And possible have any more news going on right now. At least three killed is the latest number. This just all happened in the last 2-3 hours of today. None of this by accident again, right? Notice where they're happening, how it moves around the map. None of it by accident. The Swedish Prime Minister says a truck drove into a crowd of people on a busy Stockholm street just before 3 p.m. their time Friday. At least three dead, more injuries. There are reports of shots being fired in the proximity of a department store, but those haven't been confirmed. The Swedish brewery, which owns the truck, said it had been hijacked earlier in the day. That was the truck that did the damage. During a delivery to a restaurant, someone jumped in the driver's cab and drove off with the car while the driver unloads. Wow. This is what they do. Police said there were no shots fired in the district north of the city. The city's subway system has been shut down. No arrests made. Intensive intelligence work is being conducted in order to identify the person or persons behind the attack. And I saw at least one report of someone being in custody. And don't see the latest on that, but you know what I know. Continue to watch this as we go on What's on Your Mind today. Unbelievable, but true. On a busy news week. Al Carlson of House Majority Leader fame, the Fargo Republican representative, is going to join us about Senate Bill 2003 here in just a little bit. The one that was of concern to officials at NDSU related to the NDSU nursing program in Bismarck. So we'll find out about that. Go to the phone here. I don't know if someone's in a car washed. But Fred and Wayne, are you there?
A rainstorm or something, yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. I guess it's my semi that kind of gets bad, makes a little bad connection one time again. I got a truck that grain to town, you know. So how's that now? A little better?
That's a little better. Just fine. We can hear you loud and clear. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to make some observations about this attack over there. It's really, really something, you know. Everybody's squabbling over here. We're just squabbling with our own little petty differences, and there's people get sarin gas used on them. That's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And I think Mr. Trump had to respond, and we'll see if everything works out. If sometimes you just gotta stomp on those rats, you know, and that's just the way it goes sometimes. And these people didn't deserve to get bombed either, probably in a way, but at the same time, it's something that just had to be done. My observation, though, is they were able to avoid a bunker full of mass destruction weapons, or what you would call sarin gas or nerve agent, and that wasn't even supposed to be there. I remember back everybody giving George Bush a bad time because there was no weapons of mass destruction. There was no gas, and we couldn't find any in Iraq. And now we're starting to find it over in Syria, and all the time the Iraqi Air Force general came over to the United States and made a tour, and he said that they put it in Syria. So what's been going on with this all that time? You know,
well,
I don't know what you guys think about it, but
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's, you know, and quite honestly, things like this happen because when it happened last time and you said there was a line, they would cross, and then you do something and then you don't do something, then it happens again. Then it happens again. And American weakness rather than peace through strength becomes what wins the day. And the United States has been perceived as weak. And, you know, here's the deal. I got a texter here that said, oh, I'm Republican, and I was also against Obama doing this. In addition, how is this our national security? This is a foreign country that has not attacked us. I think you're a neocon war hawk. You know, the idea of the American ideal, okay? I hope we can all agree on what the American ideal is and what it stands for. The idea that America as America would say, you know, sorry, that Hitler guy, you know, I know he's doing some really bad things to some people and put him in the gas chambers. I guess we'll just look the other way. You think you can get by living like that before they come for you? It's the most naive thing I've ever heard in my life, and I get so tired of these people who love to name call and come up with all these different ideas on why they're right and you're wrong. Give me a break. This is the United States doing what the United States does. Stand up for freedom. You can't do it every time, everywhere, but you got to do it in instances like this, in my view.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We're talking with Joe Lynn again today from Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. We've all heard about ergonomics, but what does it mean and why do we need to care about it, Joe Lynn?
Well, ergonomics comes from the Greek words for work and natural laws. Why do we care? Each year, back pain costs companies an estimated $7.4 billion. There are three branches of ergonomics: physical, cognitive, and social needs. Incorporating all of these helps people do their best work.
All right, so let's talk about those three branches. How does a person think about these areas when designing an office space? Physical, for instance.
So the physical, obviously your work chair. Office workers spend 47% of their time doing computer-related work. Work surface height adjustability is also important. Monitor placement, keyboard and mouse adjustability, and individual lighting control.
All right, how about on the cognitive side?
Well, so there's the light, noise, and natural views. With lighting, at age 60, our eyes need 3 times as much light to see as they did at 20. Something as simple as adding personal task lighting can help reduce glare and eye strain. All of these elements contribute to the cognitive side of ergonomics.
All right, now let's talk about the social side, the last one.
So workplaces are becoming more social. So being able to incorporate supporting different group sizes, allowing people to have some personal space, and encourage spontaneous interaction, all goes into the feeling of social ergonomics.
Fascinating. To find out more, give the team a call at Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, or go online to inneroffice.fargo.com.
Play ball! The calendar has flipped to April, and that means Twins baseball is back. The Twins look to right the ship with new front office personnel and loads of young talent on the roster. Stay tuned all spring and summer long for highlights, news, and scores of your favorite baseball team. A proud sponsor of our coverage and of Minnesota Twins baseball saying, Go Twins, is Sweeney Cleaners. We got the bases covered for you on the 2017 Twins season. And it's brought to you by Sweeney Cleaners, the professional choice.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So much of the time when I'm broadcasting on What's on Your Mind, I'm somewhere other than where I, you know, live and where I put my head on the pillow at night. And today I get to be literally live and on location a couple of blocks from home. So kind of fun. Gate City Bank location today, Woodhaven, across from Walmart, South Fargo off I-29 and 52nd Avenue South. But the good news is if you're not here, you can just go to any Gate City Bank location and get the same deal. And that includes free cupcakes today, free cupcakes all day today, so come on in for that. That's a good deal. Cupcakes and a chance to win 3 $500 Visa gift cards. Would that be great or what? And you also get to sign up for the Gate City Bank ATM and check cards that let you use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. That's right, you get the fee refunds. So free gift, free My School Spirit or My Card Creation 2, and open a totally free checking account today at any Gate City Bank location. Member FDIC, no purchase or account necessary to enter the drawing. All of our My Pillows are gone, but there's lots of cupcakes left, so come see us at any of the Gate City Bank locations. Let's go live to Bismarck, and the final days of the state legislature are on. State Representative Al Carlson, who is the House Majority Leader, joins us today on the program. Al, thanks for joining us. How are you?
You know what, Scott? We're just getting in the middle of the third period of a hockey game here, and things are starting to come together.
Well, that sounds good. I want to ask you specifically about something we received some calls on this week and received some attention. Senate Bill 2003 evidently had an amendment's language in it that concerned President Dean Brashani at NDSU, and that brought an onslaught of nursing students in, quite concerned that they would not have a school with Sanford and NDSU in the partnership at Bismarck. Is that the intent of the legislature?
You know, the intent was to take away the funding for that school. There's a lot of long history and a lot of issues that go about NDSU taking over another program in another city without either they got board approval after they signed the agreement, which shouldn't have been done, and they never did bring it to the legislature. The amendment was put on not with the intent. We never had the intention of closing the school. I did not put the amendment on. It came in the budget. But, Scott, we sat down all the parties on, I'm trying to think what day it was, Wednesday, I think, and we brought in the executives from Sanford, we brought in the NDSU, and we talked about the concerns, and we talked about the fact that the rent that they'd agreed to was way above the market, that when Sanford turned it over to us, they were losing $1 million a year on the school, and we took it over, and now NDSU is projecting a loss on the school, and we said we need to renegotiate what happened here because we know we have a need for nurses, and we are going to continue operating that school. In good faith, we were trying to get everybody to the table and make sure we negotiated a better deal so there's a long-term future for that nursing school in Bismarck.
All right. So, in fact, what you're attempting to do strengthens the ability for the school to continue and for these students to be there long-term.
Absolutely, and that school's not going to close. But we do need to renegotiate the terms under which it was set because it's become an airtight budget situation. This was brought to the surface because it creates another financial burden on the university where the costs do not match up at all with the ability to pay. And so we wanted to make sure that was such that it didn't require us to have a big increase in tuition fees to the kids that are attending there. And there was some email sent out, Scott, to scare these kids. It said the school will be closing after this semester. That was not necessary. It came from somewhere. I'm not quite sure whether it was a foundation or it was a campus office. But those kind of things brought the room full of students in, and we assured them we're not closing the school. But we are going to have on Monday a new proposal that's going to come to us, I think, dealing with the cost of operating that school, and I think we'll end up with a really good resolution for the long-term retention of that particular nursing school.
You sound like you have some concerns about the previous negotiation related to the rent and the long-term impacts of that, so this is obviously why you want to get that fixed. Who erred in that? What happened in that negotiation?
Well, you can point all kinds of fingers, but I think that contract was signed by NDSU without board approval. The board approval was received after it was signed. And by the way, the board did approve it, but it had already been signed. And there was no legislative involvement whatsoever because in the end, guess who has to fund this thing? And now who's back for additional funding because of it? It's the legislature. So we think that there is a chain of command because we're responsible for all those funding sources in the end. And this will clarify that as to how it's going to work. The big message today, Scott, is the school is not closing. And those kids that are enrolled there, there's 80 slots there that when Sanford was managing the school, and they did have some accreditation issues because the Higher Learning Commission has some real rules regarding hospitals owning nursing schools. Quite obviously, that was going to be a concern. It probably still is today. So the right direction was to move it into some higher ed arena. But the way it was done was not right. And in the end, we inherited what some could call a 12th campus. And we need to make sure that we're involved in those kind of decisions are made as well as the Board of Higher Education should be on the front side of this, not the back side of it. So we'll get this resolved. You know, the panic button was pushed, and we tried to unpush it the other day. We've been dealing with the folks at Sanford. They've been excellent to deal with, and we're going to try and come to a resolution of this. There were 80 spots, 80 students being trained before, 80 spots, and there'll be 80 when it's done. So we're going to keep it going, and we'll get it resolved. Sometimes you just have to step back, take a look at things, and redo them a little bit.
You confirmed what we had surmised and passed on to our listeners. Appreciate that. We'll chat with you next week about some of the other things going on in the legislature. Thank you, Al. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Out of time, folks, and we'll leave you with this. Big win for the Constitution. Neil Gorsuch is headed to the Supreme Court. It's official. God bless you, folks.
Back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.